You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With the employment fallout of COVID-19 impacting many New Zealanders, the National Party has made a call that 90-day trials should be reinstated. A trial period is when an employer can dismiss an employee without that employee being able to raise a personal grievance for unjustified dismissal. Currently in New Zealand, the trial can be up to 90 days, and the only businesses with 19 employees or less can use the period. The 2018 Labor-led government watered down the trials to small businesses, which were initially introduced by the National Party in full force. I spoke to National Party Workplace Relations and Safety spokesperson Dan Bedouin about the trials. I began by asking why the party is calling for a full reinstatement of the trials following COVID-19.
Sure. Well, we face a really tough situation in New Zealand where already about 14,000 workers have been laid off, particularly in the large firms, so the big end of town. And so the government needs to come up with ideas to get these people back into work and off the benefit of a wage subsidy scheme. So anything we can do to encourage that is fantastic. And the great news is we already have a policy that's in place. It's called the 90-day trial for firms that employ less than 20 employees. What we're saying here is we'd like to expand that 90-day trial to include large employers so that they can have the confidence to go out and take on an extra staff member and employ those that have been laid off due to COVID-19.
You've said 90-day trials give employers confidence to hire new people. Do you think it gives employees that same confidence if, under the scheme, employees can be dismissed after that 90 days?
Well, look, certainly nobody wants to have the uncertainty that you have. And I think the feedback that I've had from employers certainly is that, look, no one wants to get rid of a good staff member. Nine times out of 10, or I'm not sure exactly the percentage, but you hire a staff member and it works out. But it's just that once in an odd time where maybe the fit with the organisation is not the best, or the staff member just doesn't turn out to be what you're looking for. So what we're saying here is that it basically gives employers the certainty to take on somebody that may be just wavering. It may not be... there may be a decision around, well, do I take on an extra staff member or not? And this just gives employers the confidence to say, yes, I'm going to do it, knowing that I've got these laws to back me up.
What effect will COVID-19 have, though, on future employment of people? What are businesses actually going to be thinking if the effect of COVID-19, the economic impact, it'll go on for quite some time? So do you think that really that confidence will be there with COVID-19 all in the mix as well?
Well, the good news is that the government has done a great job on the health crisis, and we've now had 13 and probably going to be 14 days with no cases confirmed in New Zealand. So I think we've dealt with that health crisis, and that's fantastic news. What we're dealing now with, Jemima, is an economic crisis. The Treasury has put out figures, 140,000 people in New Zealand that are going to be laid off in the next year due to COVID-19. And some of these people I know, my own fiance was laid off from her job in the tourism sector. My next door neighbour was laid off from his job in the aviation sector. This is real for many people in our community. So what we need now, Jemima, is policies that give employers the confidence to go out there, take on somebody in a really dark time in our economy. And we think expanding the 90-day trial for large employers is a great idea.
What are your thoughts on the Treasury report in 2016 that said that 90-day trial periods had a statistically and economically insignificant effect on hiring rates?
Well, as an economist myself, I'm certainly not the first to put down reports, but in this case, Treasury's analysis I don't agree with. As you've alluded to, it says it's statistically insignificant. That doesn't really mean anything, to be honest, Jemima. What I'm hearing on the ground and anecdotally, and when I go out and talk to employer after employer, is that the 90-day trial had a fantastic effect on giving employers the confidence to take on somebody that they may not have taken on just because, there was a questionable element to their CV, or they just didn't feel confident enough to take somebody on. So that's why the government of today actually kept the 90-day trial for firms with fewer than 20. All we're asking the government to do is expand that out for large employers at a particularly vulnerable time for New Zealand's economy.
What would a fully reinstated 90-day trial scheme mean alongside the National Party's plan to pay businesses $10,000 if they hire new people, and then $5,000 on hiring, and then the rest after the 90-day period?
Well, we've got a great suite of policies, and I'm glad you mentioned JobStart, giving employers $10,000 to take on a new staff member. That, in addition to the 90-day trial and in addition to a whole suite of other ideas, will do a lot to help employers to stay afloat and to give them the confidence to hire new staff. In particular to what you mentioned about the overlap, look, we've said strongly that the JobStart is for genuine new hires. So we will be saying and be auditing this, that a business cannot go out there, take somebody on for 90 days, then fire them and then collect a further $10,000 for hiring somebody else. That is not the intent of our policy, and we'll be working through the details, if we're elected, and certainly if the government adopts it, we'll work with them to make sure that this scheme works for the benefit of New Zealand employers, but also for those that find themselves out of a job at the moment.
I suppose that is the concern with something like that, that people would use $10,000 as sort of a way to make their business more financially stable and then fire people.
And Jemima, if I can just on that, look, we've already got evidence. We've got the wage subsidy, over $10 billion or something that was given out to employers in a reasonably liberal fashion to help pay staff during COVID-19. And I think the government's own analysis so far has indicated that by and large, employers have been actually reasonably upfront and honest about their financials and applying for the wage subsidy. Now, of course, you find the odd employer that's taken advantage, but that's the key, is you find the employer, you then find them appropriately, and then you deal with that. But the vast majority of employers, I do not think, will take advantage of that scheme.
That was National Party Workplace Relations and Safety spokesperson Dan Bedouin speaking on the full reintroduction of 90-day trials. I was then interested to speak to Etu, a union that represents tens of thousands of New Zealand workers in six industries ranging from food and services to engineering and manufacturing. I spoke to Etu's Senior National Industrial Officer, Paul Tolich, about 90-day trials and their effect on the employee. I began by asking whether 90-day trials should be fully reinstated.
No, not at all. It's been a matter that the base of the National Party have always wanted, and it's mainly aimed at small business and employers that are also, they basically don't have the systems to and the proper management staff to be able to manage people correctly. So what they do is they don't do proper vetting and interviewing of people when they come. All they really want to do is get people in and then decide whether they like them or not. So it really is